You're listening to DraftKings Network.
It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year.
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations. Forgotten. The history.
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. Win. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Everyone is talking about magnesium. It's all you hear about. But why? What do we know about magnesium? Well, magnesium is the number one mineral that 75% of Americans are deficient in. If you are a woman over 35, magnesium will help you rediscover balance, energy, and vitality. Magnesium supports more than 300 enzymatic reactions in your body, including those involved in hormonal balance. From functional medicine doctors to mental well-being and female hormone experts, we all know that magnesium is the one mineral to improve all aspects of well-being and health. But which one? Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers. The trusted choice recommended by leading experts with 7 best-absorbed forms of magnesium to ensure your body receives the support it needs for overall well-being. Go to bioptimizers.com/balance today and use code BALANCE10 for 10% off. Support your journey to wellness at bioptimizers.com/balance. Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, your foundation to optimal health and vitality.
Welcome to the Big Sui, presented by DraftKings.
Why are you listening to this show?
The podcast that seems very similar to the other Dan Le Batard podcast.
I'm sorry, I'm not going to apologize for that.
In fact, the only difference seems to be this imaging.
I have been tempted in restaurants just walking past tables to grab somebody's fries that if they're just there. That hasn't happened to you guys?
I've done it.
And now, here's the marching man to nowhere, Fat Face, and the habitual liar.
Segway, you were discussing doing a commencement speech at one point for your school, Clark University, correct?
They never asked, yeah.
But you wrote it, didn't you?
I started it. Stanzik wrote it.
You know what I'm just realizing, and this is just like something that I'm noticing on our end? You also promised Austin Eckler that you're going to write him a best man speech.
Yeah.
And he's getting married, like, soon. Like, this week or next week, I think.
He's coming on next week.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
He's not coming on next week.
For the speech.
Yeah, but
you're invited to the wedding, by the way. Billy's invited to Austin Eckler's wedding.
No, I'm not invited to his wedding.
I believe you are.
Let me explain to you how wedding invitations work. You get invited. I was not. So I'm not invited to his wedding. That's how wedding invitations work.
Did Stu get one?
No.
Billy's my plus one.
But you didn't get one.
I got one.
My brother actually just got engaged.
Yeah. Really?
Oh my
congrats.
Gosh.
So I yes. actually
wow.
I have
that's shocking.
He hasn't asked me yet, I'm just assuming. But I have in my future I have to start thinking about writing a speech.
Well, so. He hasn't asked you.
No, he'll ask.
Well, he doesn't have a date.
I asked him like
that's yes, Greg.
A bit presumptuous of you.
What are the other options, do you think? If it's not you, who would it be?
He's got friends, but you know, I chose him. It's just what you do. He's going to pick me. Look, I don't even need to debate it.
Wait.
End of discussion.
Damn. I was going to say, because you chose him, he should choose you.
Choose, yeah.
Yeah, that's how it works.
Yep.
Well, if you have one sibling that you're pretty close, I mean, me and my sister are kind of the same way. Like, I was her maid of honor, and every time we talk on the phone and another one of my girlfriends is in the vicinity, my sister will blurt out, "I'll be your maid of honor when you get married, right?"
Wow.
Because she's, like, threatened, and I'm like, yes, Deb. Like, yeah. I'm not...
And if you have a good amount of friends, it actually takes the pressure off of me.
Well, not if...
I'm the easy choice. Like, well, I have to choose my brother here, even though I have close friends.
Joey.
No, that's my friend.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. You had to choose your brother, even though you had Joey.
Yeah, I would have, you know.
Well, here's the thing, though.
I don't want to hurt Joey's feelings.
Has anyone else asked your brother to be their best man? Because then he has to return the favor to two people.
There's an obligation, yeah.
No, he's been in some weddings, but never the best man.
So the pressure's on.
Usher.
He's like me. We're in a lot of weddings, but we're never the number one friend.
Yeah.
I don't want to be in the wedding
we're
party.
We're like seven people's third best friend.
Always
the best friend, never the never the groom.
Are you guys
bronze medal over here.
Are you insulted if you're not in the wedding party, but you know you're supposed to be in the wedding party? It's a hassle. I don't want to be in the wedding party.
No, I want to be in it.
I don't want to deal with
status
pictures.
Symbol.
I don't want to deal with anything. I just want
to
drink.
It depends, too. Like, if it's like a really close friend and your feelings are hurt, like, sure, but it really is such an ordeal, and it's so much time and effort and energy and money that sometimes it's a relief to be like, whew, I could just show up at 6 o'clock, have a cocktail, watch the wedding, dance, go home, and I don't have to do shit.
The pictures suck. The only part about being in a wedding that stinks is missing cocktail hour for pictures. Yeah. If you do pre-pictures, then you're kind of good, but that's the only bad part to me. It's a status symbol. I like being in the wedding.
There's an obligation to be on good behavior. There's just too many obligations.
You got to have one crazy guy in the wedding.
You do,
is that you?
Guy?
No, I used to be. It's not me anymore.
You used to be the crazy guy?
It is you.
It is you. If you don't know you're the crazy guy, you're the crazy guy.
No, I'm telling
you,
I've toned it down at weddings.
Really?
I've said this before. In my early 20s, I was the first guy out on the dance floor. Nowadays, I'm just, you know, I'm Will Smith and Hitch.
Fourth guy on the dance floor.
Into it, yeah.
I'm on the outside just just watching the dance floor, letting all the kids have fun. It's not my game anymore.
Actual kids or
25-year-olds. The 20-somethings
really?
That you get out there.
The kids, like Lucy.
You call him... Okay.
But I feel like you look at them and you're like...
Oh, I want to be out there still.
I could show them out stuff.
I mean, I've still got it.
So what's holding you back?
not enough alcohol, probably.
Really? There's... Right. I mean, what? Open bar, there's
it's
enough.
It's free.
That's
but it doesn't
thing.
Hit the same, right, Chris?
Doesn't.
It's like, it's got to, you know, you get more discerning, I feel like.
I feel like once you've been to 15 weddings, you just... You reach a point of weddings where it's like, all right.
It peaks?
Yeah. Where it's just like these aren't like I the love Knicks. Them, but they're just not as fun.
But I would argue
they're a hassle.
I would argue though, there's also like a wedding window, right? Where like a lot of people are getting married at the same time.
Yeah,
and that's
I'm
like
in
when
the window.
That's when you're peaking, right? But like Chris, you're on the back end
oh, way,
of that,
way back end.
Yeah, so then you can you
now
can,
I might get one wedding a year.
I know, but that's why you need to make every wedding count, and you need to bring back that Chris for all those weddings. People are expecting it. In fact, I would say that if your brother is asking you to be the best man, he's expecting you to be the crazy one.
Yes.
And maybe here's the thing. He's not sure because of the way you've been behaving at past weddings you still got it.
Right.
And maybe he needs his best man to be the crazy one.
I'll text him right now. I still got it.
There's a movie in here.
No context.
No context. I still got it.
There's a movie in here somewhere. One Last Wedding. I mean, like, Chris, you could do it. But I think you have to show them on the front end that you can still do it.
No, but this is a cycle. You've reached the part where weddings, you just hate them now.
Yes.
I'm in the part
where... I'm not going to weddings
anymore. I feel like that movie is The Hangover.
I don't dislike going to weddings anymore, but I'm just kind of over being excited about them. When you're in your 20s, you're super excited about them. Like that. It's all a natural part of life, what's happening here.
Right. I want to close the loop on something.
Ooh, wait,
or maybe close it and then reopen a different loop. What the hell are you going to write in a commencement address, Stugatz? What is your speech going to be?
I think we have one from an old, if you could find
it. So you're just going to use an old one. Yeah. Right, that answers
it. He just changes them.
Are you going to be like the Ohio State guy who was like on ayahuasca or whatever?
I had a great one for the Stugatz School of Broadcasting. You can find that one. It's great. It's really funny.
What happened at Ohio State?
So much happened at Ohio State. So Ohio State's graduation, they had some like Bitcoin crypto guy be their commencement speaker. He wrote the entire like speech on ayahuasca. He was having the crowd sing. Also, somebody died at this ceremony before it happened. So vibes were already there. They were not great. He comes out, he's singing Little Light of Mine and trying to get the crowd into it.
Wait, we have video?
I think there's video somewhere. Yeah.
Great investors are open-minded and understand things before other people. So I know this might feel polarizing, but I encourage you to keep an open mind right now. I see Bitcoin as a very misunderstood asset class. It's decentralized and...
He admitted to when he was asked to being the commencement speaker of not responding because he thought it was a prank.
Wait,
like he didn't think they seriously asked him.
Hold on a second. So this guy went out there and he tried to sell people on Bitcoin while he's supposed to be giving a commencement speech?
And he sang songs.
He got booed by 70,000 Ohio State fans. And apparently, I read that the president of Ohio State, there's like a commencement speaker advisory board and they recommend names and they will like go listen to old YouTube videos of like different celebrities and politicians and stuff doing speeches to see who's good and who's bad, and then they'll make a list and give it to the president, and the president was like, nope, I'm gonna have this guy.
They also said that Kirk Herbstreit is on that list every year, but that the people who pick are like, we don't know who this guy is.
Why?
We have no clue who Herbstreit is.
Wow.
He just got strays for no reason.
Let me ask you guys a question. You guys went to like big schools, right? So are your graduations, because like at FIU where I went, there's multiple ceremonies, right? So like there's by different schools and they like kind of group a bunch of schools together. So like in a given graduation period, there's probably like 6 graduation ceremonies, more or less, give or take, right? Is that how it works for you guys too? Because then you'd have 6 commencement speakers. So you'd think that that's how like someone like him would kind of slip through the cracks where he's out there and he's trying to sell you on stuff.
Not to be a bummer, but I was a 2020 grad, so we got 0 graduation for life. All we got was a video of Ashton Kutcher being like, congrats, guys. That's really awesome. Ooh.
That's pretty good, though.
Ashton Kutcher's probably better than this, but the COVID thing was a bummer. Right. To answer your question,
and then the whole
Billy,
Danny Masterson thing.
Oh, yeah.
He didn't go to Iowa,
the letter.
That was, yeah.
Yeah, wow. If he was on the weddings, he'd be on the downside of the whole wedding peak. Yeah.
End of discussion.
And Notre Dame's, like, pretty small. There's only, I think, 6,000 undergrads, so we have, like, one big ceremony in the stadium. And
for everyone.
Like the main commencement, and then everyone's split into colleges,
uh-huh.
And then you do your college commencement thing after, and that's when you get your diploma.
Wait a minute.
And our main
what?
Speaker
double
was,
graduation.
Give me one graduation.
Well, this
ceremony.
Is why Mad Dog.
Get me in and out.
Mad Dog was complaining
tops.
Last year right. about Notre Dame's graduation being too long, and I was like, Mad Dog, I agree. And it was also outside, and it was 40 degrees.
Can
in
I
May.
Tell you something? You know what I hate more than weddings? Graduations.
Oh, the worst.
Oh. Graduations are terrible to attend.
It was cool, like, getting my diploma, though. Which is, the thing about this weird guy is that, like, okay, yeah, it's a graduation, who cares? But, like, you know, there's people that, like, this is, like, a huge moment for them. Maybe they're, like, the first person in their family to get a degree, or maybe, like, they've dreamed of going to Ohio State their whole life or whatever, and they're just, like, sitting there listening to this guy talk about Bitcoin for, like, 40 minutes while everyone's booing. It just seems like a miserable way to, like, end your college experience.
Also, once again, this all happened after someone died at the ceremony.
How did they die?
Someone fell, like, in the stands.
No.
It was very sad, and then this guy comes out and starts singing songs.
Why did they, like...
He went in with an agenda, Billy, and he was unwilling to change.
He couldn't pivot.
Clearly.
Well, no. So they got like a copy of his original like speech, and there were so many things in there. They were like, "Oh, you can't say that."
Oh, wait, hold on. So this is like the approved draft. So he had more things, and then they're like, "I guess we can let him sing because if not."
I believe like alpha male was like used in the in like the original script, and there was like one line about like replacing the word racism with hate, and he was like, this man, he wrote so much all while high out of his mind, posted about it on his Instagram story, then came out there and just delivered a literal performance.
Why'd they let him after they saw the draft? They couldn't find anyone?
Not Kirk Herbstreit. Not available.
Guy Fieri was on the list, too.
Really?
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Mm. Huh.
Interesting.
Buster Douglas, one moment Hall of Fame. In a moment. Just one.
It's a good one.
Thank you.
Who were the people that you were going back and forth with on Jess on this yesterday? Because you told me and you presented this as though like you had so many of these one moment Hall of Famers.
Buster Douglas, a boxer?
Yes.
Yes.
He beat Mike Tyson.
Oh, there are names, but you guys don't know the names.
That's a reference that I'm not sure I...
Let me try some names out, because Roy might know these names. Larry Mize, one moment Hall of Fame. Do you know who Larry Mize is?
Golfer.
Won a single green jacket, had one shot, I think, on the 19th hole. They played 18. They went to sudden death. And he had one big shot, Larry Mize. Won a green jacket. That's it. No one knows anything else Larry Mize has ever done.
Nick Foles?
Danny Willett. He had a moment, yeah. He's one moment Hall of Fame. That's a good one.
Nick Foles is
one moment, not two moments?
Philly special?
Yeah, the Philly special.
That was the moment.
That's the moment, right?
That's the moment, yeah.
Danny Willett? You guys don't know who he is? Andy Roddick?
No, that's a good one. Danny Willett's a good one.
Andy Roddick? That's a good one. Andy Roddick won U.S. Open. Name a single other big match Roddick won.
Yeah, he's kind of like Reggie Miller, where it's like he might have had like one moment like that, but he's relevant past that moment because of his body of work.
Kyrie Irving? He hit one shot. I don't want to hear about it.
Andy Roddick is in the International Tennis Hall of Fame.
Okay.
Can you be a Hall of Famer and be in the Moment Hall of Fame?
He won one major, the U.S. Open. That's it.
Yeah, but he's in the International Tennis Hall of Fame.
I don't want to take Andy Roddick out of the
Hall of Fame. He's culturally relevant, though. Like, everyone from that era knows of this
person. That's because U.S. tennis sucks.
Whoa.
Especially on the men's side. Women, we dominate. Men's, terrible. One U.S. Open for Roddick.
But he dated Mandy Moore.
Two moments.
Reggie Miller, also a Hall of Famer.
Shouldn't be.
Should Andy Roddick?
I don't want to do that to Roddick.
We talked to Roddick.
I like Andy. In one of your group chats?
Actually, you don't want to do that to Roddick because you did something to Andy Roddick, and I don't remember if you did something to Roddick, and you really did something to me and Andy Roddick at the same time, which is we had an interview scheduled with Andy Roddick,
yeah,
and then you disappeared 5 minutes beforehand and told me, much like today, told me you handle that and you interview Andy Roddick.
What?
How'd it go?
Well, surprisingly well, and I wasn't expecting to be interviewing Andy Roddick at the time, and right. I didn't have enough preparation to do an entire Andy Roddick interview with him where he was promoting both pickleball and a pickle sandwich from Subway.
Helping you grow, Billy. Everything I do for you, Billy. That there's a purpose behind everything I do.
Really?
So when I do that to you, when I bail on you for Roddick, I want to say, hey, can Billy get himself ready and conduct a great interview with no warning, no advance warning? And today, since you brought it up, same thing. Can Billy pull an hour and a half of podcasting off with no advance
That's
warning?
Good coaching.
And you are doing a great
That's
job.
That's good coaching.
Yep.
Coaching that kind of feels like it's last minute, but
yes.
it's all part of the big plan.
Right, because you never know when you're going to be thrusted into the number one seat, Billy.
I do know. It's typically when I see the schedule and you're the number two seat.
I like this seat.
I'm aware.
It's comfy.
It does seem that way.
Yeah.
And it doesn't seem like you're doing any extra heavy lifting today.
No, I like it better when you're sitting in the one seat, too. Well,
why is that?
Well, less pressure for me. I mean.
Do you feel pressure still?
No. I'd be here more.
One moment, Hall of Fame, Stu Gatz co-hosting.
There you go.
I mean, I had a 17-year run.
You know.
I took out the last three.
Closing the loop on the Ohio State commencement speaker, pretty weird guy.
Who is he? What does he do besides sell Bitcoin?
He's an Ohio State grad, and he like runs some like wristband tech company that isn't like well known or very good,
but made him $1 billion.
Yeah, he didn't know how he ended up there. We don't know how he ended up there.
Well,
but
apparently, the president of Ohio State's like a Bitcoin investor or something.
Boy.
I read. Jesus. So maybe that was how
Joe Namath, one moment Hall of Fame. And it wasn't on a field, it was by the pool. I mean, Dwight Clark. Name
catch.
Another catch. Yeah. Name another one.
David Tyree, that's
when
the other one.
When your moment
no,
is called
Dwight
the
Clark
catch.
Right, that's
there's
it.
Not another catch.
You peaked.
I'm looking up some of the more stranger people to give commencement speech. Jerry Springer once gave one.
I mean, I would listen to it. Probably.
I mean, he was a mayor.
He probably has some weird things to say.
James Franco would be one of the worst commencement speeches to listen to ever. Oh my God. I'd rather go to a wedding.
Stu Gatz here for my friends over at Simply Safe. When you travel, do concerns back home nag you? Did you lock up? Did you leave a window open? That's why I recommend investing in Simply Safe Home Security today for award-winning security and peace of mind wherever your summer plans take you. I've had Simply Safe in my home for many years now. The peace of mind it gives me, especially during the summertime when I'm all over the place, is incredible. Because I know the things I care about, the things I value back home, I can always keep an eye on it using Simply Safe's indoor and outdoor cameras. So do me a favor. Before you head out on your next vacation, make sure to protect your whole home with Simply Safe's variety of indoor and outdoor cameras, plus add sensors to detect break-ins, fires, floods, and more. It's backed by 24/7 professional monitoring for less than $1 a day, no contracts to worry about, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Simply Safe has given me and many of my listeners real peace of mind. I want you to have it too. So right now, get 20% off any new Simply Safe system with Fast Protect monitoring at simplysafe.com/DLB. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
Don Lebatard.
You were that kind of sad this morning, taking the barrage of anger from Stu Gatz because you hadn't booked him enough interviews. The only reason I keep bringing this up is because you not are throwing a big party on Thursday. You're doing it, and I want people to support what you're doing because Stu Gatz has not made this easy.
Stu Gatz.
Well, you know.
This is the Don Lebatard Show with the Stu Gatz.
So the day's almost done, Stu Gatz.
Yep, just started.
It has just started, but in terms of like the show's day is almost done. And as we discussed earlier, as soon as this is done, everybody's just leaving. No one's saying goodbye to each other. We already said our goodbyes. That's it.
Yep.
Pack it in. We'll see each other on Monday. In Lucy's case, we'll see her probably in 3 weeks because her schedule is...
I'll miss you guys.
Yeah, will you?
We'll miss you.
A little.
Oh.
Willow will say bye.
I saw Willow crossing the street because we have like a street cam today, and I was like in the room getting ready, and I just saw Willow like running across the crosswalk, and I was like, oh, Willow. That was a whole story.
Hopefully Jessica was with her.
It's a great story.
Yeah, no, well, that's, I'm gonna end that discussion immediately on Willow.
Short story short on that one.
Roy, before we go, can we check the box score one more time?
All right. We are checking the box score in the WNBA. The Dream and the Fever played last night. Shout out to Renee Montgomery. 83-80, the Fever won last night. Caitlin Clark went 12-8-6, but had 6 turnovers and went 2-for-9 from 3.
Didn't need to bring that up.
Not regular season, though, right? Preseason?
Yeah,
preseason. Yes, preseason.
Yes. When's the regular season start?
Tuesday.
You excited?
Yeah.
Wow. I thought that you were getting the subscription for the season pass.
I said
that yesterday.
I'm on it.
You don't know when it is, though?
I'm getting to it.
Yeah. I have a WNBA story.
First game's on ESPN, too.
Well, yesterday was for her first home game, but it wasn't, you know.
It's on Disney Plus, too. Right?
Yeah.
Wow.
Most of their games are nationally televised, which is very cool.
That's awesome.
So if you want to watch Caitlin, you may not have to, but if you want to support the WNBA, you should.
I will.
Okay, good. Just kind of checking back in on that.
I'm excited to close the loop on that next week.
That loop will stay open forever. That we're never going to get like a full-fledged subscription from him.
Well,
guys, I was invited to a WNBA fantasy league this year.
What a cluster that was.
Okay. That's what we're going to get to. Our draft was yesterday. And full disclosure, I never agreed. I just received the invitation. Your draft is today at 7. And I was like, okay. I don't want to be the person that, you know, holds up this draft, so I'll do this. Let's do this. So I start, you know, looking around saying I'm going to do this. So we have a show, like, company WNBA draft that we're doing here internally in Miami. And the rules are a little bit different than most fantasy leagues that I've been a part of.
In that Rose is just making them up as she goes.
Yeah. Rose is the commissioner of
No.
Yeah.
She instituted a dibs rule.
Okay, Chris, you tell the story.
Sorry, go ahead. I thought we were, you know, spackling.
So Rose is in charge of this fantasy league. She made herself the commissioner.
That was very Levitard of him.
Tag team.
So
seems back again to his head. I mean,
yeah. Sorry, I apologize.
It's okay.
Well, anyways, Rose made a rule because she wants Caitlin Clark, where everyone gets dibs of the players that they, the first round pick that they want before the draft, and it's just because she wants Caitlin Clark.
That's not how drafts
work. That's what I tried to tell her.
Look, it's your fault for letting Rose run the league, respectfully. Yeah. Love you to death, Rose, but I would not trust you to do that.
Well, here's the thing, though. No one wanted to run the league, so Rose wants to do the league. She's going to run the league. So somehow, everyone agreed to this rule. Like, everyone was cool with this situation. So then everyone's...
Was there a vote?
No, but she said, everybody, like, you get dibs on who you want. I get Caitlin Clark. And then everyone just started saying who it is that they wanted.
What? And based on proximity to Rose in the office? How that worked? Like,
I got there late. I was like the 10th person to choose.
This is not how a draft works, though.
So there were two people who hadn't picked like their dibs player when I got mine in. And Breonna Stewart was still there. So I got dibs on Breonna Stewart.
You got the MVP of
correct.
The
yes.
The first pick.
Yeah, correct. But yeah. But if we're going to be honest, people were just picking names they recognized because someone got dibs on Diana Taurasi, who in our league was ranked 998th, so had no business being reserved in any way. So, anyways, we get to draft day. It's 7 o'clock.
A lot of players on that rankings list.
A lot of players in the league.
That's where she was when I put in her name because I was looking. I'm like scrolling. I'm like, where's Diana? So
I think there's only 140 people on WNBA rosters.
I don't
rosters.
Even think they finished making cuts yet either.
Dan Taurasi's having a fall, huh?
Well,
you guys did a draft pre-cuts?
So, yes.
Draft pre-cut, huh?
7 o'clock comes, and it's time for the draft. I know I'm going to get Breonna Stewart. That's my person I called dibs on, and that's how this league works. You just call dibs on someone, you get them, right? So, with the dib system, I'm then asking Rose for follow-ups. Like, okay, so since we have dibs, are they just automatically on my team, or does this need to be my number one draft pick? Because if it doesn't, and they're on my team... She can be my last draft pick, and I can get more good players, right?
Yeah.
So I was told, no, you need to – your dibs player is your first-round pick, but you need to draft the person because Rose didn't know how to put people on your team automatically, right? So sure enough, the draft begins at 7 p.m., and Mike Malley, who does video stuff with us, is there, but he's not there. He has the number one pick, and he's not in the draft.
Who?
Mike Malley.
Oh.
So Mike doesn't get in before auto pick.
Miles.
So – his team auto picks Breonna Stewart. And I'm like, well, now what do we do? Because I had dibs on this person, and this is the way this league works. So I had dibs on this person. So then Thomas, who also does stuff with us, helpfully suggested, well, because I said, what do I do? My person has now been picked.
Who?
Thomas helpfully said, you know what you do? You pick Caitlin Clark. And I said, that makes sense. So I picked Caitlin Clark with the second pick in the draft, not knowing that Rose had the third pick in the draft. So now Rose is very upset with what's going on.
Your team is stacked.
Oh, you happy, God. Rose? Anarchist versus anarchist.
It gets worse.
This is wild.
It gets worse. So I don't know what's going on. She doesn't know what's going on. And
no
then
one does.
Eventually, Mike Malley joins and says, like, you know what? Mouse. Like, I'm sorry I missed it. I was editing. I was working. It's like, no problem. He's like, just whoever had Breonna, just pick Diana Taurasi, and then we'll trade. I'm like, perfect. We'll do that. So my second pick comes. I take Diana Taurasi.
Right.
Which, again, I had to, like, scroll all the way down to find her. It was crazy how low she was. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, Mike Malley's not going to have a good season if he's picking this with his reserve pick with his dibs. This is crazy, right?
No doubt.
So
classic Eminem.
It's only like a 10. It's only like a 10 like person draft. It goes really quickly. By like 7:35, we were done with the entire thing. But there was like 8 people in our 10 person league that did not show up for the draft. So everyone's auto picking. So
well,
then
because she changed the time, right?
It was 9 o'clock the day before. Then it became 7. Whatever. Jeremy didn't show up on time. Chris, I think, got there like in the third or fourth round.
Jerry Bear was supposed to get Asia Wilson. I don't think he ended up getting
her. He didn't because he wasn't there on time. So his team auto-picked someone else. So then we have a conversation.
Her?
Rose did. Oh. That's another thing. Rose is now picking people who had dibs on them.
Roy, which Rose, she's breaking the rules.
Yeah, Roy wasn't there.
Rose, do you see now why dibs is not a thing in fantasy?
So
thank you.
She ended up with the other MVP.
Rose,
though,
Rose so. Goes and she picks someone that she's not supposed to pick. So, like, we know. As commissioner, she can go and she can undo these things and she can just reassign people to her team. She has this power. She doesn't know that, though. So we're just like with this trade system. And this is where things got really bad and frustrating, is that everyone that was there was like, you know what? I'm going to respect the dibs, which, again, is crazy. I'm going to respect the dibs. Just trade me this person for the person you had dibs on. It's all good. We're going to go. But no one knows who anyone had dibs on. So enter Juju, who just starts sending everyone trades at for their best players and saying he had dibs on those players. And Juju now has this stacked team because he took everyone's dibs players right after the draft in maximum confusion.
We got to redraft.
He Let's then redraft. Just goes Let's and starts saying, I had this redraft. Person, I had that person, that person's mine. And they're like, okay, like in the spirit of
he
goodwill.
He just has the starting five of the aces.
Yeah, he has a ridiculous team because he just said that he had all the dibs players and everybody not knowing, we're just like, okay, Juju, like I trust you, and send Juju all their best players. So then we're like, Rose, you can just go and you can reassign these players to the teams that had dibs on them. And then Juju's like, well, I don't think that's fair.
I'm so glad so now, I said no to this league.
So now Rose doesn't want to do that.
Are you happy, Rose?
Well, I'm so glad I didn't get an invite.
Well, here's the thing, though. Because I tried to do my trade for Breonna Stewart for Diana Taurasi.
Right.
But because she's
Wait,
the best
time
player.
Out. You tried to trade Breonna Stewart for Taurasi?
Taurasi's yeah. 998th
That's
on the list.
That's a bad trade.
No, I was going to get Breonna Stewart.
Oh, okay. Good
yeah,
trade.
Because that was my dibs player. So I was going to do it with Mike Malley's dibs player. So we agreed. Yeah. Exactly. We
you
agreed
were trying
to this.
Fleece Eminem.
Huh? No, it didn't let me do. No, he suggested it. It didn't let me do it because she's a protected, locked player. Malley. So she couldn't be traded to me. But somehow Juju got the trade. To him. So anyways, the solution that I've worked up with in my head of how to solve this situation, because Rose really wants Caitlin Clark, but now I don't have a good team and Caitlin is my better player on my team. So if Rose...
I can hear Rose screaming from the other room, by the
way. She's yelling.
So here's,
these walls are also soundproof.
Here's the thing. If Rose wants Caitlin Clark on her team, my proposal is, and this I don't think has ever been done before, and I am putting this in front of you guys to decide whether or not this is okay. If Rose wants Caitlin Clark on her team, I think she's going to have to trade me Tyler Glass now from her fantasy baseball team to my fantasy
really?
Baseball
wow.
team.
Really? Wow. Crossover. Fantasy crossover
I think that's
trade.
What we're going to have to do.
Wow.
So, Rose, I'd like to propose to you a trade in which you will get – we'll work out the specifics after. I'll trade you Caitlin Clark in fantasy WNBA – but you trade me Tyler Glass now in fantasy baseball.
I give you anyone you want in
okay,
fantasy
Okay, perfect.
Baseball.
So we'll have this conversation.
Anyone.
Off I actually already sent you a trade proposal if you want
anyone,
to do this.
Anyone, I'm already losing.
Okay, great.
She's a bigger Caitlin Clark fan than Lucy.
It's kind of wild.
And like Lucy didn't even argue with that statement.
But Lucy...
because it's true, which is crazy.
Rose, how did you allow this to happen and become such a mess?
No. That's not my fault. It was Mike Malley. I told him, okay, at 7.
Eminem.
And Eminem. And I told him, okay, Mike, at 7. He was the only one that answered. And he was like, oh, yeah, 7. I'm like, okay, you're the first pick.
He was the first person to ask if it was at 7. And she said yes. So yeah, he confirmed
he said yes.
It. Yeah.
He confirmed it. Yeah. And then he was not there. Well. And then he took Brianna Stewart. Who? And then you were so mad that you were like, okay, I'm going to get Caitlin Clark. I'm like, Caitlin Clark is not the second option. You could have gone with Sabrina or whoever. Yeah. You just went with Caitlin because
Dibs is
you were
not
mad.
A thing. Dibs is not a thing.
It is in my league.
It is her league.
It is my league.
I am told that Mike Malley didn't come in today because of all of this.
I'm sure. He's on strike.
Yeah, he's not in today. He also sent me like this long thing apologizing for the mess that he made, and I was like, Mike, no. I don't really care.
Get over it.
If I'm going to be honest.
No, you got to lie and act like you're really upset so you get something
out
of it.
But he's new. I don't want him to feel. Yeah, but he's new to town. I don't want him to feel bad about this.
He
yeah.
gave me Cameron Brink.
But that's not one
She's
of
gonna
your
have the
Dibs players.
No, because I gave him a player that I don't even know who she is.
But that's not how trades work, Rose.
And he felt bad, and he just gave me Cameron Brink. I'm like, okay.
But Rose.
I'll get that.
Feel bad.
This is a problem.
This is an awful league.
It's probably like Arike Ogunbowale. It's probably like a really good player.
I don't feel bad for any of you. Rose, you know how much I love you. You should not be in charge of planning things. Respectfully. You should not.
Why didn't you guys want to be in this fantasy league?
The exact story you just said.
It's the best fantasy league that anybody has done. So.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's not.
If you say
End
so.
End of discussion.
End of discussion.
No!
Thank you, Rose.
You got glass now.
It's that time again. The NBA playoffs are here. And boy, wouldn't it be cool to watch an NBA playoff game in person? Heck yeah, it would. And what better way to do so than by getting tickets on GameTime? GameTime's an authorized ticket marketplace of the NBA, which makes getting playoff tickets even faster and easier. Prices on the GameTime app actually go down the closer it gets to tip-off, which is perfect for people like you who don't plan things out. Or you're just really busy and you don't know you're going to have time to go to a game until the day of the game. And if basketball's not your thing, well, guess what? I'm on the Game Time app right now. And what's this? Oh, Megan Thee Stallion is coming to town. I could also see Bad Bunny or Blink-182, Shakira and more. Because Game Time has tickets to all the high-profile events. Not just sports. You know some of my favorite features on Game Time? I can go on the app and I can see the view from my seats. Because sometimes it looks like they're going to be great, but I have no idea until I get there. But with this feature, I can actually see. Plus, they have the lowest price guaranteed. And as I mentioned, last minute deals. You can save up to 60% off buying your tickets last minute for sports, concerts, comedy, theater, and more. Plus, Game Time has flash deals, zone deals, all-in pricing. They've got it all, plus the lowest price guarantee. Or Game Time will credit you 110% of the difference. And at Game Time, you always get the Game Time ticket coverage. Your purchase is covered with the most flexible customer service policy in the ticketing industry. Take the guesswork out of buying NBA tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use code DAN for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account and redeem code DAN for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest prices, guaranteed.
Don Lebatard.
Cheaters never prosper.
Stugats.
I ain't cheating.
This is the Don Lebatard Show with the Stugats.
Can I close the loop real quick before we go to the top five knots?
Yes.
Sure.
I want to close the Mandy Moore loop.
Oh, really? This is us?
Yeah, so we talked about Mandy Moore because she dated Andy Roddick. We talked about Andy Roddick in the Moment Hall of Fame. Then it got to Mandy Moore. Mandy Moore, to close the Mandy Moore loop that only Taylor cares about, used to date Taylor's cousin and went to Taylor's house for Thanksgiving and for Christmas.
Wow.
Yeah. And then if we're going to close the Taylor's cousin loop, Taylor's cousin was an actor. That's how. Oh, look, there's Mandy Moore with Taylor's dad, for anyone that knows Taylor's family. I don't know why we're showing that. But
okay.
Taylor's having a moment.
Yeah, Taylor is having a moment.
He is, yeah.
Taylor's cousin was an actor and was the person that kept getting pulled over in Super Troopers. So there's Taylor's cousin getting pulled over in Super Troopers, and that is what? Closing the Taylor loop.
Wait a minute. Which one is Taylor's cousin? The guy in the back?
Driver? The driver.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that is the person that dated Mandy Moore.
I can't pull over any further.
Yeah. So those loops are closed.
Huh. Glad we did that.
It's a good show for Taylor.
It is.
He is having a moment.
It's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Where's Tommy?
Top five knots?
Yeah. I got the top five knots over here. You guys ready? All right. Yeah, thanks for answering.
I'm ready.
So these are your top five knots, because the Panthers were down one game to nothing. They tied it up, and I told Roy they have game three tonight in Boston. I told Roy there are a few better knots than knotting a series up at one game apiece when you're down 1-0. It's a great knot.
Yes, absolutely.
Any OLIs, Roy?
No outside looking in, no.
Huh.
No.
Really?
So we just got five.
Only five. Wow.
Straight five.
Yeah. How's that possible? So many knots.
I feel like I can think of 10 OLIs just off the top of my head.
All right, well, we can go with you after the list.
That's okay.
It's his list.
Jeez. It's your list. Oh, I don't want to, like, you know, dull your shine.
Oh, please. number five, astronaut.
It's a good one.
Yeah, yeah. Number four.
That's good.
Nachos.
That's great. A stretch.
One. It's a stretch? Okay.
It's his list.
Number three, not working. Much like this list.
My favorite knot, number one.
No, number two.
Number two, knotting a series up 1-1. And number one, garlic knots.
It's pretty good.
Thank you.
I like the emphatic phone slam.
Oh, well, like not.
Do you like soggy garlic nut? Like, how do you like your garlic nuts?
Oh, lots of butter.
Slightly overcooked, right?
Yeah.
Crispy. Lots of,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Has to be crispy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No Knott's Berry Farm?
Oh, wow.
Oh, aye.
Knott's Landing?
Oh. You know, you're right. You're absolutely right.
Don Knott's?
Yeah. There's a couple of odds out
Notting
looking
Hill.
Now.
Don Van Natta?
Oh wow!
There's so many knots. You had so much room for OLIs.
And that brings me back to number three, not working, this list.
The bunt line hitch?
Ooh.
That's a knot. Wow. I just Googled types of knots. That was the first one that came up.
On the rope.
So yeah. Jess asked if I ever did a commencement speech, what that would sound like.
Wait, are we closing the loop? Hold on.
Ooh, we're about to.
Yes.
Unless we spin the wheel and then we can't do it.
Ah!
It would be horrible. Who would do that?
I created a school called the Stugatz School of Fraudcasting.
Yeah.
And we did a commencement speech. Here's a piece of it. A speech.
Bo Jackson. Listen up, students, faculty, parents, grandparents, and sponsors. Especially the sponsors. Today, you are the greatest broadcasters in the world. You were born to be broadcasters, every one of you. I'm sick and tired of hearing about what great broadcast schools the Ivies have. Screw them! This is your time. I knew it wouldn't be easy to transform sports media, but take it from me. You miss 100% of the takes you don't steal from Greeny, Cowherd, and Pablo. I mean, I've missed more than 9,000 pronunciations in my career. I've lost almost 300 debates, 26 times. I've been trusted to make the segment-ending joke and misheard what was said in my ear. I have failed over and over and over again in my life, and that is why I succeed. Always remember what you learned on your first day here. Speak loudly and carry a big shtick. You'll go far. We live in a world that has paywalls, and those paywalls have to be guarded by men with journalism degrees. Who's going to do it? You, Lieutenant Wilbon? I have a greater responsibility than you could possibly fathom. You weep for newspapers, and you curse the blogs and podcasts. You have that luxury. You have the luxury of not knowing what I know, that the death of newspapers, while tragic, probably created better content. And my existence, while grotesque and incomprehensible to you, creates better content. You don't want the truth because deep down in places you don't talk about in press boxes, you want me on that radio. You need me on that radio.
Jack Nicholson.
That's Stan Van Gundy.
It was a lot better than the Ohio State one.
Oh, thank you.
And shockingly, you didn't try to sell me anything, unlike that guy.
Mm-hmm.
Also written on ayahuasca.
Ooh. Is that on the wheel of topics we're not going to talk about? Ayahuasca?
Spin it.
Oh, wait. It landed on the TNT NBA rights deal.
Oh.
Whoops, sorry.
You know, Chris Renham is a...
What happened there?
Fancy lad.
How are you guys so calm with the Panthers playing a game in Boston today? Roy, you're too calm. I don't like it.
Well, it's kind of my personality to be kind of even, so...
I'd like to see you nervous once in a while.
No, that's not me.
Roy, is it stressful playing this role that you're never stressed about anything or nervous about anything?
It absolutely is stressful.
I feel like your insides must be, like, killing you.
I think the real question about tonight's game is what is the response to the fight? Like, is Fat Pat going to go after Kachuk? Are you going to see anyone?
By the way, he hates being called Fat Pat.
Well, he is. I mean, have you seen him this series? I mean, geez.
Oh, boy.
I mean, I hate that guy. He was on the Lightning forever. He's my least favorite hockey player of all time. And now he's on the Bruins. And he's so slow right now.
Yeah.
He is just out there to... I would not be surprised if he went after Kachuk in this game early.
The whole Fat Pat thing was Jack Edwards, who was the play-by-play guy for the Bruins, called him Fat Pat, and Pat Maroon confronted him about it, and now he's a Bruin.
The thing about Kachuk is he's not just going to fight anybody because he's valuable to his team. He's not going to let the 14th guy on Boston.
He's not the fighter.
He only fought because it was their best player. He's like, right. if Pasta wants to fight, because Boston needs Pasta. Like, he's their best player by far.
Matthew Kachuk is the guy who starts the scrums, basically, and then he skates away.
He's the agitator, and then he doesn't actually fight usually. But this one, he's just like, if Pasta wants to fight, I'm in.
But you don't want Chucky fighting because he's too valuable to the team. To Chris's point, you can't have him fight.
You can't fight down.
Right.
Pasta, I'm good.
You can't fight down.
In worst case scenario,
yes.
If those guys both go, that's a good thing for the Panthers.
To be clear, Pasta and Fat Pat are different people.
Yes. Pasternak is their best player. Fat Pat is their
fourth line player right now. Yeah.
So Roy knows this. When the Oilers had their run and Wayne Gretzky was close to getting into a fight, Messier, any of those guys, the goons would come over and take care of business.
Yeah.
They didn't want Gretzky getting hurt. They wanted Gretzky on the ice.
That's why Chucky is so amazing.
Right. Yeah.
Because he's everything.
Well, we're coming off of a playoff last season where he got hurt. He got hurt off of a hit. We don't need him I say we as if I'm part of the team. But the Panthers don't need him getting hurt based off a fight where he breaks his hand because he punched David
Pastrnak. Yeah, but dude, those moments, I get it. Obviously, I don't want Kachuk to get hurt, but that moment where he fought Pasta, like that's why Chucky's here.
Yeah, that's why he has the A on his sweater. That's why he's one of the captains.
I love him so much.
Should have the C, though, maybe.
No. Hmm. That's Alexander.
Wow, you got mad at me. Roy, you got mad at
Kachuk
me.
Kachuk is...
I should get a ring if they win.
Kachuk is...
I agree.
...very quickly moving up the all-time South Florida sports...
Whoa.
...list.
I don't think so.
I'm telling you, Kachuk, he's already... He might be already the number one Panther of all time.
No, he's not.
Come on. Just in Beezer. Terms of fans...
No, it's Alexander Barkov.
Crazy.
Right? Not
it's
Beezer?
Beezer. Yeah, it's Beezer.
It's not... John Van Beek.
You have to get to a Stanley Cup, Roy.
No, it's not.
Get to a Stanley
Cup.
I
did last year.
I get Barkov has been here longer, but I'm telling you, fans, I think fans would vote Chucky right now over Barkov.
I don't think you understand how Mount Rushmore works. So, like, here's how it works. I'm not an expert on presidents, but if I go to Mount Rushmore, I know who the presidents are. Doesn't mean they were the best presidents. Just means I know who they are when
who
I look at
they?
Them on a mountain. Well, I don't know. But in terms of Panthers, you can't put a Panther on there that, like, the, you know, layman doesn't know who they are.
I think layman Chucky. Sports fans know Kachuk.
Are there
point.
Any Marlins on the South Florida Mount Rushmore?
Jeff Conine.
No, oh, get not that Jeff out of Conine. Here. No.
Not
Miguel Cabrera would be the only nomination.
I saw yesterday that Monty Harrison is going to play football at Arkansas. Did you guys see this story?
Seeing where all those guys are that we traded. That one trade that we made.
We had that graphic the other day.
The Yelich trade, it's comical.
Right.
Monte Harrison, who's playing college football, is the most successful.
Look right there. Okay, so here's Mount Rushmore. That's George Washington.
Right.
That's Monte Harrison. Okay, that's Abraham Lincoln.
Uh-huh.
And that's
Teddy Roosevelt.
Teddy Roosevelt.
And, then Matthew Kachuk.
Is that right Thomas there, Jefferson? Yeah.
So yeah. Matthew Kachuk right there.
So I know them.
Good job.
Honestly, the Abraham second Lincoln. Guy looks like Matthew Kachuk a little bit.
Maybe it Lewis is. Maybe Brinson. They just knew. Yeah.
Jordan Yamamoto.
Yeah.
That's the four players.
Jordan Yamamoto is a high school coach now.
Oh.
Lewis there is Brinson's room for a fifth league. Right there, right? I mean,
there seems to be.
Squeeze one that's in.
That's where your
face
is a good one.
Yeah, The Rock.
Who would be the Marlin on the South it's Florida?
Miguel Cabrera is the number one Marlin.
No.
Well, I mean, if you're doing based
Chris,
on
they
like
won two World Series.
I think that you would put on like Dontrelle Willis is like the most one
Bartman
of the most popular ones. Jose Fernandez is very popular.
LeVon Hernandez,
yeah,
best Marlin of all time is Miguel Cabrera.
I mean, but we're not doing Sheffield. Best of all time. We're just
I think
doing,
that, I thought that's exactly what we were doing.
Those are the four best presidents of all time.
Four, like the most iconic. I think is the
yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
Thomas
that's
Jefferson.
That's
yeah.
Your, yeah.
Yeah. That's why Beezer's on there for me.
No. Do I really have to explain
he's
why
problematic.
Beesbrook's not
he's problematic.
For South Florida?
Oh, is he?
Yes.
Oh.
No, Beezer's on there.
Well, apparently he has issues.
No.
We're trying
no,
to talk around.
Marino, Beezer, Shula, Jimmy Johnson.
Okay, I'm going to have to explain why John Van Beesbrook.
Hold on a second. Let me ask you guys a question. In this Mount Rushmore, because I'm new segment called Changing the Subject to save Stugatz. In this, if we're doing a Mount Rushmore.
I'm taking Beezer off. I thought about it.
Kick saving
okay,
a Beezer.
Thank you. You know who else kick saving a Butte Beezer, which is why maybe he's on there.
He's not on there.
Anyway, so if you're doing
so
a Mount Rushmore,
Jimmy Johnson.
Do you have one per team, like a Panther, a Marlin, a Heat, and a whatever the fourth is?
Just no goalies.
Dolphin. Yeah.
End of discussion.
Who's the Dolphin?
Wait, spin the wheel.
How about Messi?
Marino.
I guess it's.
Oh, Marino. The Beezer. We can't talk about it anymore.
Oh, thank God. Nope.
That one was on purpose.
Guys, this has been a great show.
Oh, man, we had fun. Right, yeah, all right. Yeah.
See you guys later.
Bye.
Don't say goodbye.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, now is the time.
Bye.
It's on the wheel. Since the dawn of mankind, we've cooked our food over an open flame and debated the best way to grill. One thing not up for debate, grilling and beer always go together. And not just any beer will do. Whether you barbecue Texas style or celebrate Wednesday with burgers and dogs, you need a beer that tastes great and is less filling, so you have more room for food. You need Miller Lite. As you guys may or may not know, I'm a pretty decent cook, especially behind the barbecue. So when I start the fire from my smoker on a hot day, really, the only thing that I have to worry about is what wood I'm going to use. The easiest decision for me is what I'll be drinking. That's a nice ice cold can of Miller Lite. Oh, and by the way, here's a pro tip. It really goes well with brisket. Miller Lite keeps it simple. Undebatable quality and tastes as great as your barbecue. A perfect companion for grill masters across America. With the Miller Lite in hand, grilling doesn't just taste great, it tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right at your door, visit MillerLite.com/Dan. Or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.